Well, you know the holiday season is upon us when this happens. At the Roe Con Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN. All right.
Look who's here.
Kristen Ellis is here. I have named her the Wine Whisperer.
Oh, she's
I don't
amazing.
Know. I thought it stuck, but now she's now mm-hmm. a podcast star.
Yep.
On that Barrel to Bottle with she stole our own producer to make a podcast and to be like, you know, like a gigantic international podcast star. We're stuck here on lowly local radio. And look at her.
She still remembers us, though, and that's why we appreciate her as much
thanks,
as we
you
do.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, see, it's
still
all
cares
over.
About
this
us, though.
So
she comes by. It's not like she's forgetting about
happy
us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, she threw us over. Now, listen. She does, though, understand wine more than any human being I have ever met.
It makes it easy to understand and approachable. I always pick up some new favorites every time
thanks.
You're here.
Thanks. That's kind of my life's mission in wine is to just ease the tension and make it fun.
Yeah. Isn't the wine supposed to ease the tension? Isn't that what it does?
Me and wine. We do it together.
Yeah.
In tandem.
Oh, very interesting. It's very interesting. And sort of separate one from the mundane reality they're living in for just a short period of time, right?
It's just a glimpse into, you know, into paradise. That's what it is.
I like that too. All right. And then and sometimes when you're drinking, you get a little hungry. And that's where our friends from Palina Meat Market come in.
Thank God you're here.
And they're here, and they're getting ready for the holiday. Oh, my God. Andy is here. Bill is here. Andy Andy's always got that look like he's just turned around from the meat slicer.
He does. Yes.
And it's like, is this thick enough for you?
Yes.
Is that what you want? Well, all right, thinner, I'll make it thinner.
Well, I got to make sure I give you what you want.
Yeah.
You have to get what you want.
That is a,
and he's a wealth of knowledge.
And it's great that we got the wine girl here, the wine whisperer.
Wine whisperer.
I like wine girl, kind of.
Who's wine boy? Is that you, Ro?
I guess it'd be me, wine boy. Winer boy. It would be more like it, yeah. That's how it goes. All right, well, let's start. Before we get to all the food fixes, let's start with the – because what I love about this, and mm-hmm. I think this is where Kristen's really good, is she takes you through – if you want to get like a number of bottles, you're having people over for Thanksgiving – first of all, you want to start by giving them something to sip on in the beginning because it makes it, especially when it's family, you're freaked out by having it in your own home. It's nice to start with something.
Cut the tension.
Yeah.
Exactly. So start cutting that tension with fizz. And anyone who knows me knows that I love the stuff. So I brought in some Mum Napa today. It's a non-vintage.
Mum Napa.
It's brut. It's barrel fermented. So most people know G.H. Mum, Champagne House, old school, hundreds of years of heritage in the 70s. Mm-hmm. They opened a shop in Napa. So this is what they've done.
Nice.
So we've got hundreds of years of French know-how in New World Napa Valley wine. So take a smell, take a drink. Mm. It's fantastic. So this is what, you want for the beginning, but during and after fizz goes with everything.
And it just feels like a celebration when you have the fizz.
Right.
Doesn't it? You really just, you're celebrating.
And the key to champagne is champagne, you have to be able to have it. You have to know what you're doing exactly right because not everybody loves it. People who are like you or experts in it, they know exactly what it is that they love. But if you get the wrong kind of champagne, and sometimes you can pay a lot of money and get the wrong kind of champagne.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, it depends. I mean, if you spend a lot and you don't like it, that sucks.
Yes, you
know?
You don't want that.
Yeah, it sucks for
you
everyone.
Don't know the wine whisperer then.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's your problem.
I mean, I always want to say for me, since I love it, there is no wrong champagne, but I think you're right. It really depends on the person, their flavors, their style, whatever they like.
The wrong one gives me the headaches.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah. Super sugary might do that. But
this one's great.
The one thing you said, Ro, that I like is a lot of different wines throughout the day. So that's kind of going to be our theme as we move through what I brought.
Yes.
Is one bottle per person that's imbibing for the day. That's kind of the biblical rule of how much to bring. So if you have 10 adults, 10 bottles.
Oh, okay.
If there's leftover wine, I know, Ro,
like
you don't,
the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be leftover wine.
I was going to say, I know you don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
but if there is, you can just keep it and have it on Christmas. So
now, let's see here. So it's this. Now, this for... This is pretty amazing, too. We're talking about how much you want to spend on champagne or bubbles. In this particular case, the Mum Napa, it's $19.99 a bottle.
$19.99.
That's
pretty
amazing.
So it's all the quality of a true champagne for $20.
And it's amazing.
It
really,
is good. It
really
is.
Good.
Yeah, you can drink it all day. I like it. It's low alcohol. Mm-hmm. So if you want something to sip kind of throughout the cooking process, the greeting process, the freaking out because... You know, whatever. Too many people in the house process. This is the wine for
you. Oh, yeah. That's a nice... Yeah, I do like the one that... Although, if you start with a cocktail and then you work your way back this way, you've already set the base, you know, and you're kind of working your way down that. Yeah. And at Binny's, they can work that out for you, too.
Amen.
All right. All right. So now we're moving over to a Pinot Noir. This is going to start for, like, the appetizers.
Sure, sure. So we've got the guide, Pinot.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I have talked about this wine before, but I don't think that I've actually brought it on. So this is a project that's dear to our hearts at Binny's. We actually went out and helped to blend and choose this wine, so we love it. And 2015 out in the Willamette Valley was just a classic, legendary vintage. So buy the 15s, you guys. You know,
that's
buy them
know.
Up now. Yeah, yeah. Across
Especially
the board, fruit
this...
was clean and a lot of good clean fruit.
I love the Willamette Valley Pinot Noirs, but usually they're not at the $16.99
price
point.
Well, that's just it. Pinot in general, to get something that's high quality and that, you know, performs, complexity, all of those things, those words we look for, you kind of have to spend. It's just kind of one of those diva grapes that's really hard in
the... It's the heartbreak grape.
It can, exactly, because you'll spend $100 and then it doesn't perform. So here for $17 about, it's great. Notice how... When you drink it, you have some in your glass. It's not
wonderful.
So terribly tannic, right?
No.
So we're going for reds here that don't have a ton of tannin. So I know if you're, you know, a big cab drinker and you love those wines, Thanksgiving just kind of with the flavors on the table just really isn't the
You don't want something too heavy.
Those. Yes, exactly.
And it's also, this is good for people who don't necessarily love wine, right? They want something that is... They're going to drink wine because that's what everybody's got on the table, and this mm-hmm. is gonna, it's this has got a little bit of a kind of a almost a starter.
It's a gateway,
yeah.
Gateway wine. Yeah,
yes.
I like
oh,
that.
Exactly.
I like the
well,
way that
because
sounds.
It's fruity and like I said before, it's not so tannic, not so structured. It's really smooth, but it's easy and goes with everything on the table.
It's so funny when you read the red cherry aromas and the orchard fruit. I wouldn't have come up with those words, but I'm tasting it, and yes, totally works.
Right, right.
Delicious.
Yeah. Don't you
guide
love the
guide
notes
Pinot
that I
Noir?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guide
yeah.
Pinot
so
Noir.
Go well
All right. Now what's going with that? Now what are we doing with that, Andy? What are we going to pair with that?
Well, the hors d'oeuvres that we've got here, I think it'd go great with the new one we brought, the smoked chorizo, a heavier hors d'oeuvre, and the liver sausage. A liver sausage.
Yeah,
I think that red wine would go great with that.
It's fantastic. I love that stuff.
I mean, maybe a lighter one or a smoked pork tenderloin might go better with one of the other wines, but I better go good with that Pinot Noir.
You're really good at that, the pairing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andy can do everything.
Hey, is this big enough for you or what? You want thicker? I make it thicker.
That's right.
Yeah.
He aims to please.
He's got it on the piece of paper, and he comes over to the, you know, with the thing. Is this right? All right.
Here, you can have it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You never walk into Palina Market and not get fed while you're there.
Oh, I love that.
They're handing you stuff over the counter all the time. I love it.
We discover new things. You got your mustards out. You got your cheeses out, the salamis.
Yes.
And I just noticed you have a spicy basketball, and you've got gift baskets, too.
Yes.
What's
yes,
the spicy basketball?
That's a hot and spicy salami, and it's shaped like a basketball.
That was the bat can't go before, wrong wasn't
bat.
It? Didn't you have
no,
it as a bat?
Summer, the bat was the garlic salami. Summer sausage.
What a hostess
Like
gift.
A football, too.
Summer sausage.
Right. Right. I was going to say, you're like on an SNL too. Skit.
That's right.
No. It's all made out of summer sausage.
Right.
That's the
and if someone came up to you on the way out of the store and they had male intent, mm-hmm. you could beat them senseless with the summer sausage bait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very convenient.
All right.
Multi-purpose.
So now we have moved on. Now a rosé. This is another opportunity here, too. This is kind of an earlier, if people want to walk in and they want to be before they get started and sitting down, rosé all day, baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, it rhymes for a reason, right, as we say? But just like champagne, all day long. So before, during, and after. Really neutral, easy, goes with everything. So not too tannic, not too acidic, but I love rosé. Simple, bright, red fruit flavors. It's delicious and cool and refreshing. That's what it's all about. Especially with like heavy stuffing and heavy potatoes. This kind of light, high acid wine is going to just clean that right up and get you ready for
right, move right through.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do. You need something that's going to bust its way to the front of the line.
I'm known for eating very quickly. Mm-hmm. So this helps me just wolf
slow
it down, baby.
Oh, wolf down.
I don't care.
All right.
Still get dates.
All right.
That's right.
We're still not. We've just walked in the door and had some appetizers right now.
That's
two
it.
Wines, an appetizer, and then we talked about what we're going to put on the table to start the whole thing with the appetizers, right? But wait! The main course is right around the corner, but first, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Then there is this. Thousands of families and kids homeless in Chicago. Why are so many forced onto the streets? It's tonight's cover story, WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
This is one of my happiest days of the year. So you head toward the holidays. You know the holidays are here because, first of all, Tree Time came in and they redecorated our studio.
They did. Beautiful job.
In time for the big Michigan Avenue Mag Lights Parade or whatever they call that. Mickey and Minnie. Yes, exactly that.
The lights come on.
And
the holiday season.
Mickey waves a magic wand and demands that the lights come on.
Why do you have such a feeling about Mickey? He's a wonderful, he's beautiful.
Yeah, all right.
Love him.
Thanks, Tots. All right, so
Mickey's got to update the resume for 2017.
Let me tell you something. Mickey was one of the originals. A little handsy, that mouse. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, a little handsy. Anyway, the point is that we have got our dearest friends from Binny's Beverage Depot in here. And Binny's has got the best wine selection. You go to especially the one over on Marcy Court or whatever they call that. The one in
Marcy
Street. Yeah. It's North Avenue and Clybourne, essentially. Right. You can see it because you stand in there and you can see the curvature of the earth from the front door. The wines. It's like that scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark, the last scene. Where is it? It's back there somewhere. So they have the most amazing selection of wines, and what the Wine Whisperer does, Kristen Ellis does for us, is she comes in and she explains. She's just going to give you get you through the day here. This is the essentials that you need to have.
She has never steered us wrong. I mean, honestly, last holiday season you gave me recommendations. They were all amazingly priced.
Good.
I didn't spend a ton, and everybody loved it.
It was unanimous.
So
awesome.
Thank you
for
what you do.
Happy to help. Yeah.
So we started with the Mum Napa. It's like a champagne.
It's made the same way, but from California.
Yes.
So, American holiday, American wine.
There you go.
Yeah.
At $20 a bottle.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you
it
got at $17 a bottle, the Guide Pinot Noir.
One I'm going to buy a case of. It's so good.
So good.
And that you can have, on the table to begin, because that's a light red that's going to go with the hors d'oeuvres and with the turkey if you want. And then you also have, we should mention, the rosé. That's also a server at the beginning, too. Like when people come through the door, if they want champagne or they want the rosé, either way you can go.
Yeah.
And the rosé, I would just be pounding that. I will be while I'm cooking.
It's almost too easy. You know, that's how good it is.
Yeah, you just kind of got to work it that way. Now we move on to we're sitting down to dinner, and let's start. We've got the turkey, we've got the fixins from Palina Market. Palina can provide you, by the way, with a couple different types of turkey options here because you get the brine, which I love to get the brine one. Then you cook it. For me, it cooks a little faster. It seems like because it's kind of like internally heating itself while it's cooking, and then it's super moist because it's been brined already. And you've done all the hard work. I don't have to buy a bag and sit around and figure out the water sugar mix or anything. You figured it all out.
It's all done, all brined, and you pick it up brined. You can throw it right in your oven the way it is.
Yeah,
and you can order it either online or at PalinaMeatMarket.com, or you can call us. You can place the order over the phone.
All right.
That's 773-248-6272. You can get all your turkeys there. You can get a smoked turkey, and you can get a fresh turkey.
And a turducken.
And the turducken. We offer the turducken as a whole bird, and we offer the turducken as just a breast.
The turducken breast. Yeah, that's what's getting all those guys in Hollywood in trouble. Let me say this, too,
careful.
That you got and then sides, too. You got like sides and salads and things like that people want.
Yes, right. We do. We got all the mashed potatoes, the dressing, whatever you need.
And great gifts, too. If you're just stopping, you're going to somebody's house to eat, right? You can bring in some hors d'oeuvres. You can pick up stuff to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Any kind of sliced meat for your charcuterie board, like we brought in here. We brought some smoked pork tenderloin. We brought in some, like I said, the liver sausage. We got a wide variety of cheese that can go on the platter. And we also got the new smoked chorizo sausage, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. And the Pinot Noir goes so well with all of that.
And the Pinot Noir goes very well with that.
All right, now we're sitting down. Now we're at dinner. Now we got the whole thing.
Yes.
Now we're back to Kristen's back on now. Now she's got to decide
what
bottles she's going to throw on the table for us.
Yeah, so we have a white and a red.
Gotta have a white and a red.
Pretty classic.
Yeah.
Like I said, though, all of these wines we've been talking about tonight can go for the whole day, the whole night, every plate, every meal. It's all good. But we've got Muga. It's a Rioja.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a Blanco. I flipped it and reversed it because normally we talk about Rioja, we're talking about red, but here we've got a white. So made from a grape called Viura. Now, it's got some oak on it, and a lot of the wine geeks will say oaked wines during Thanksgiving is just something you want to avoid. But I find that this one's got just enough, just a little bit. If you like that oaked wine, this is going to be good for you. But good acidity, good concentration, that it doesn't overpower what you're eating.
Good.
So Muga Blanco.
Muga Blanco. And
it's
this
fun
is from,
to say.
From Spain.
It's from Spain, from the Rioja region.
And that means, because it's from Spain and I don't think something on the currency rate, I have no idea, $15 a bottle.
How is that possible?
You would, you serve that and people would go, this is $75 a bottle.
Totally.
And you go,
And the Pinot Noir, I think you would think is a much more expensive bottle of wine.
How about that?
It's kind of what we do.
15
That's
and
exactly.
17 bucks.
If you just don't tell your friends,
right.
They won't know.
Right. And this isn't like, you know, like, remember, you know, you go to your friend's house and go, I bought this for $3.
And you're like,
and
it tastes
isn't
like
delicious?
It.
It's amazing for $3. You're like, this is swell. You know, but this is not. I mean, this is like you're getting this is because you have experts in front of you right now that
question.
Understand. She understands exactly what it
I
is
mean,
that you're looking for.
The holidays get expensive for everybody. So we want to find, at least I do, the best value.
No question.
You know, for your cash. And so $15 is a good, it's a good amount of money to spend on a wine.
Muga
I think.
Rioja.
Muga
M-U-G-A,
Rioja.
M-U-G-A, by the way. Muga is how you spell that if you want to, if you're taking notes. Otherwise, you can find all this at WGNradio.com.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Right? I'm sure.
It's hard to keep track of the names.
And now you want, if people want a big red because it's a celebration, it's night, it's dark outside, they just lost a bunch of money on the early games. What do you do here for like the big, I think my players know what I'm talking about here. Yeah. You're struggling to get even late at night. What do you want here? Now this is going to be the most expensive bottle here, but it's still under $30.
Yep, $29.99. So it's a Beaujolais. It's a cru. It's a Morgon. So I wouldn't call this necessarily a really big red. So if you're thinking about heavy Bordeaux or...
But you can't have a big red with this kind of dinner
anyway.
It's
just, it really doesn't go that well. You can, and God bless you if that's what you want, no problem. But it just doesn't really fare well with everything that's on the table. So for dinner, kind of something a little bit on the medium, lighter side. So this comes from a grape called Gamay, which is kind of, think of it like the cousin of Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
But this wine is super fruity, and that's why I like it. It's not sweet, but very, very fruit forward. So you would call it forward for short.
Ah,
so
forward.
Given it a smell, how do you feel about this one? You like that?
Mm-mm-mm.
Awesome.
So good.
Yep.
Now, are you supposed to decant these wines?
You could. With this particular one, a good hour beforehand, it would be singing.
The Morgon, sure. Like a Beaujolais, it's a nice thing to do because it gets all the air in it.
Yeah, not so much the Nouveau, but the Cru. You know, and the Nouveau's coming out 16th in the morning. You'll see the big old stacks of them, so you can go ahead and get that.
Is it supposed to be good this year?
It's supposed to be good, yeah, for sure. But, you know, that's to be drunk right away. You get the board, you know.
Yes, I do. It's immediately
break
bottle
wine.
In case of emergency.
Yeah,
right over the Fruity Pebbles.
I like to have my bottle every year.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're right.
Actually, you know what's better? But it's better over the Fruity Pebbles. It's gin, but that's a separate issue.
Amen.
I think that's.
What are we doing a gin show?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Don't encourage.
It'll be my last show, I think.
Maybe my pebbles. Too. Yeah. You and I can look for a new job together.
Everyone has had a gin moment. Everyone has a moment where they go with. It was the moment where you know you love gin, and then gin loves you back, and then you have a bad breakup with gin for a moment. And everybody has a story.
That, but, I call that Tuesday, but by Thursday we've gotten back together.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I know. It's a very gin is a very bad partner, but it's a great partner. It's exciting and great and spicy and everything. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you wake up, you go, "What did I just do? Oh yeah, oh man.
Yeah.
All right.
But for me, it's tequila, but okay.
Same concept. Mm-hmm. Same concept. All right. La Pierre Morgon.
Morgon. Yeah. Beaujolais Cru.
Right. And that's a 2016, and it's $29.99
a
bottle.
Right.
So
yep.
We got the whole shooting match here. Hold on, 30, 50, about $100 worth of wine here in total, and I got 5 bottles.
Right. Yep. That's what we do.
That's amazing, isn't it?
You can spend more, you can spend less, whatever the budget is. We've got wines to satisfy.
Do you recommend like the Baileys and the other things to have those on hand too? Or do you think the wines, the champagnes can kind of keep you covered?
Well, I mean, Baileys during dinner, I wouldn't so much, but maybe afterwards for dessert. You know, you don't want to, the Baileys for dinner would be a bit too, you know, preemptive, kind of like celebrating the touchdown before you actually cross the goal line.
I think we've done
Chicago
that.
Bears
as a Bears
fan. Oh, you're a Packers fan, so I shouldn't discuss
Got
that
you.
With you.
Is that what you're doing?
That was a burn.
That was a Packers fan burn.
I didn't even feel that coming until I remembered.
You know what? I always have to, you know, like she slides up on you like that.
Yes.
Like Packers fans do.
Sneaky.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was, as always, great. All right. So people want to get to Binny's, by the way. Binny's has got binnies.com. It's simple now.
Yes.
And you can go there. You can see the events, too, because they got a tasting room, beautiful tasting room here in downtown Chicago, by the way, or up at Marcy Street. And then they got a wine hotline. You have a wine emergency.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine what those phone calls are like.
Wine!
Sometimes a therapist, you know. Uh-huh. I mean,
I like how the wine hotline and the whiskey hotline are different numbers. Like,
it's kind of a different situation.
Right. It is a different problem, though, generally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got it's, or you can email wine@binnies.com or spirits@binnies.com. And then Barrel to Bottle on Google Play and iTunes starring
you. You're going to come. You're going to come on the podcast sometime, right?
I'm told that I am.
I think that if
yes.
I say it now to all of the people listening, that you kind of have to.
My agent is handling
Guilty.
That deal,
okay.
And we're working it out.
Luckily,
so what I
know
was
them
to
too.
Say.
So good. Okay.
And Palina Meat Market.
Yes, yes.
Don't forget.
That's my heart right there.
My
heart.
The best.
Get your turkeys from us. They're fantastic.
And you got it in Chicago, the best.
The best.
PalinaMarket.com, 773-248-6272. Just one location. Not like this Binnie's. It's got how many in Chicago do you have?
We're 38 in the state.
38 in Illinois. Wow. You only got one Palina Market. Mm. Only one.
Yeah, come in and order your turkey. Phone in your order. Mm-hmm. Online your order. Order your turkeys.
I just want to say that since you've been coming on the show, the business has been like insane, and you're making the place bigger now.
Yes.
I take full responsibility for that.
Okay.
All right.
We'll give it
it's
to
all
you,
Ron.
All right. That's what I'm saying. All right. It's very popular these days to take full responsibility for everything.
Okay. Well, it's right. Quality. Yeah. I think that's what's...
And we appreciate it, Ron.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. You guys, it is your Thanksgiving and your Christmas headquarters right now. These two places right here. You got Binnie's and Palina. It's a marriage made in
meat and wine.
In meat and wine.
Yeah.
Heaven. Well, just basically
baptized.
In heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Because it is paradise, as you were saying earlier. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We got now Judy Pilak standing by with the WGN News coming in.